Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Hello, 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 hello. Have we all had a good week? I hope you have. I had an odd week. I had loads of deliveries arriving. I was really busy at work. My shoulder was horrific. I ended up going to the doctors and having steroid injections. I got to tell you, I was so excited about receiving a new top coat. And like, I'd waited for it because it took a while because of COVID, which is cool. It's fine. And I was like, when it arrived and I got ready to open it. And I was like, so excited. This is the life of a nail artist. And when I opened the box, it was completely the wrong item. Completely the wrong item. And I said to Mr. B initially, I was like, well, they could have just, it's only one item. It's not like I placed a big order. How could they just not get the right item? And I was really upset. But you know what? I emailed them and was like, I think there's been a bit of a mix up. And I offered to send the other item back. And they were like, no, keep it. We'll send you the item you actually ordered. And it was with me within 48 hours. Couldn't believe it. Happy as a pig in shit. So I ended up with another item, which I actually regularly use. And I got it as a freebie, so I was really happy. But it was quite ironic, because that brought me swiftly onto this week's theme, which is all about like the way we handle complaints nowadays due to social media. Has it changed? And I was thinking about it when I had this issue the other day. Not once did it cross my mind to go on social media and bash the brand. They're a huge brand, and I could have easily gone on and had a good old whinge, but why? Why would I do that? Why not just message them and then the problem is solved? And one of our lovely listeners, Glamophile, she suggested this topic quite a while back, and I was just working through the list really, and I was quite interested in this, and it made me really sit back and think, and also it made me sit back and watch social media. Facebook, I think, in a way, is more active for this, but I was looking at how are people handling issues with brands? Are they going to the brand or are they just going on Facebook and bashing the brand? So, for me personally, if I have a problem with a product, for example, it's not doing what I want it to do, and I've had that before, I will go back to the manufacturer or the seller and say, hey, this is happening. What am I doing wrong? Because 9 times out of 10, their product is designed to do what it does. It's just maybe we're not using it right, or there's something a little bit wrong somewhere. So, and it's always been helpful. Obviously, like, if there's a problem with a product that you just don't like, well, that's personal preference, isn't it? For example, I desperately wanted to, when CJP was so kind of like everywhere and it was like the leading brand of acrylic, I desperately wanted to get on the CJP train. I was like, I want to be in on this. I want some of this. Those colours look amazing. Oh, they look so beautiful. Oh, it's so lovely. But I personally didn't get on with the system, not because it's a bad system, but because I am incredibly sensitive to monomers and I can only use certain ones. Nothing wrong with their brand. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's just not for me. And somebody said to me the other day, I can't use Nailmate, which is a brand I use, because for them, they just didn't get on with it. And I'm like, that's cool. That's a personal opinion. And I definitely don't think we should be bashing a company because we don't personally get on with it. By all means, explain it openly and talk about it, but not in a bad way. Do you know what I mean? So I see all the groups on Facebook. I'm in a lot of groups on Facebook, as you probably are as well. And I do think that there are some, I don't know if it's just individual people or if it's just a group of people who kind of inadvertently get caught up in this brand naming and shaming. Now, don't get me wrong, if I had been mistreated by a brand and treated like crap and they did not care and they didn't sort my problem out and really didn't care, I would probably go hell for leather. Because at the end of the day, if you've tried everything, what else are you going to do? But I think people can be a bit quick in some circumstances to blame brands for things when it could be something else. For example, right, so I'm a lash artist as well. I've just requalified actually. Because I qualified donkeys years ago and I wanted to update my qualifications. And I noticed loads of people saying, well, this glue's not working, this glue's rubbish, this glue's that, this glue's that. And I thought to myself, there can't be that many different glues in the world. They're just probably rebranded. That's the logic. It's the same applies with nails. And I saw a comment from one person who was brave enough to go against the grain. And this person actually said, the problem is not your glue. There's nothing wrong with your glue. The problem is the conditions in which you are using your glue. So with lash glue, you have to have a humidity. There's an ideal humidity and temperature for each glue, and they run differently. There's common groups of glues. There's slower setting, fast setting, thicker consistency, thinner consistency, fume free, clear glues, all different ones. And they have an ideal humidity and room temperature. And if you don't pay attention to that, then you will have issues. So people were very quick. Say somebody that was new to lashes came in and said, oh, I'm having terrible trouble. People's eyelashes are just not lasting more than 2 days. Somebody else would go, oh, it's probably the glue. Yeah, it's the wrong brand. No, it wasn't. In actual fact, it was to do with humidity and temperature. So I do think if in the first instance, we go to the brand themselves and say, hi, I've bought your, in this example, glue, but I'm having trouble with it. Can you give me any tips? They would come back and say, certainly, you need to be using your glue at this humidity. This prep solution is best, etc., etc. Sorry, I've got acid heartburn. Oh, and that is how problems are solved, right? So yeah, with social media does come this whole like, oh my God, drama type thing. It happened a lot in the makeup community. I don't think it's as prevalent in the nail art community. Well, it's not. But nevertheless, I think rumours can spread and they can damage brands significantly. And if you don't really know where they've come from, who's to say it's not an opposing brand that has started them? So I would urge people to base things on your own experiences. And if you have problems with brands, then deal with them directly. But I was curious as to what other people thought. I thought about what Glamophile said and I thought, yeah, do you know what? You've got a point. You've really got a point there. So I asked a few questions and I got a few answers. Obviously, let's hope so. So the first answer I got was from Kath, and Kath said, as a distributor of a polish brand in another country, I've found what's changed is that people are asking why my pricing is what it is. Is that a thing? Do you ask the grocery store why bananas are the price they are? What is going on in our industry that I think she's saying that's caused this to be an issue? And I think it's an unending issue in salons too, with clients questioning prices. Why our industry? Genuine question, because I'm trying to put my finger on it. And thanks for the podcast. I love listening. Oh, thanks for listening, Kath. It's a really good question, actually, because I often feel like you have to justify why you charge what you charge. Why? Nike trainers are more expensive than Slazenger trainers. Do we go to Nike and go, excuse me, I just want to know why you're charging what you're charging? No, it's what they choose to charge. We have the freedom, like anybody else, to charge what we want to charge, and if people want it, they'll buy it. There are famous tool brands that are really expensive in comparison to others. They're really successful because people want it. So I totally get it. It does feel like it's almost like it's acceptable to question us, like we don't know what we're doing, or like, should you be charging that? Yes, I should. Should you be asking me? No, you shouldn't. So I get that. I totally understand. And it must be hard being a distributor as well, feeling like you've got to then justify all that. I mean, it's a bit crazy. It is a bit crazy. I asked, let me get the rest of the results, because what I did was I put a post up. This is the problem. See, I did this days ago. I put a post up asking, and I also put questions out on both of my Instagram accounts. So I put on one of my Instagram accounts, has social media changed the way we behave regarding complaints? Because I'm fascinated about this. It's to do with society kind of changing. We now have instant, when we're angry, right? We're in a situation, something's happened, we're angry. All we have to do is press a button and we can air that anger. And it can be a really spur of the moment thing. But once it's out there in the ether, it's out there. And it can cause so much damage to other people, to brands, to individuals. And there's a knock-on effect from that. I mean, God, I'd feel awful if I went in on a brand because there was an issue and then the owner, the brand suffered a financial problem. The owner of the brand became depressed and lost their house. I mean, you just don't know what you could do by dealing with something the wrong way. Anyway, Nails by Eve said, yes, basically, people are bullies now. And I'd be inclined to agree in some cases. Not everybody. There's still a lot of civilized people out there. But there is a bit of an age of like, oh, well, I'll just shout loudly then. Mary says, yeah, I think people are very quick to jump on socials and complain and bitch about stuff. Yeah. Let's see what else we've got. Let's dive right in. Shelley said, hi. Oh, yes, I think people now are very quick to post something bad on social media rather than come to you and give you a chance to sort it out and fix it for them. Them being able to leave you a bad review empowers lots of people into bullying you to get their own way. That's really interesting. I've seen that from people that I know who have experienced that and who have literally been absolutely mortified to have received a bad review. And it was somebody just trying to get money. They'd gone, I don't like my nails anymore. I want a refund. And the nail tech says, well, why don't you come in and I'll look at them for you and let's solve the problem. Let's make them nice so that you do like them. Too late now, I've taken them off. I want my money back. Well, if you've touched the nails and taken them off, I'm sorry. I'm not going to refund you because I have taken my time and my products. Well, I'm going to leave you a bad review then. And it's like a noose around your neck. But let them leave a bad review and then respond to that bad review, explaining the situation, and just get your reliable, regular clients to leave good reviews in response. That's how I would deal with that. It's a very, very good point. It's like you're being held, and you know, if you don't do what they want you to do, you're gonna get shit. And I will not let anyone make me feel like that, and nor should you. Don't let anyone have that power over you. Another response, oh, I've read that one. I also asked, do you feel that people are too quick to publicly bash brands they have had problems with? Jessica said, yes, so much. Clawed by Katie said, yes, some don't actually have enough experience or know about the product. That's really interesting, actually. We spoke about that earlier. So there are cases where people have used products incorrectly. I've done it in the past. So I've used a product incorrectly. I've actually gone back to the person and said, sorry, can I just check like the cure time on this? Or can I just check this? Because it's not doing what you told me it would do. And instead of bashing it, I've just gone and spoken to them. They've gone, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. It's a such and such a problem solved. Problem solved. It's really interesting. I don't know how we really combat this. It's almost like in some cases, good old-fashioned manners have gone out the window. And there's this new age of entitlement and kind of like, I want my own way and I want it now. And that's just not good human behaviour because Yeah, I always think, how would I feel if someone did that to me? If I wouldn't like it, I'd feel sick, so why would I do it to them? Or why would I do it to somebody? You've got to sort of imagine how it would make you feel. So I've had brushes before, and my brushes have, say the lid's broken on a new brush. Now, I'm in a position where I can go on my Instagram with, I don't know how many followers, 40 odd thousand followers, and say, guys, I've got this brush and it broke, don't buy it. Why would I do that? It's not their fault. They've paid a manufacturer to make it. So it's the manufacturer's fault. So why ruin a brand because there is a manufacturing issue? Surely it's better to go to the person and say, I don't know if you know, and I'm not moaning and I'm perfectly happy to keep my product. However, there might be people that are a bit difficult, and I've had this problem, so I thought I'd let you know. I've done it before with other brands. And you need to help them out. They're just trying to do the best they can. They're just business people trying to make money, trying to run a company. I get it if a company is rude and won't help you and is dismissive and it's a serious issue. I understand that in some cases there is no other alternative but to seek advice online. And I've seen it done, and I've seen it done in a good way, where people have shared experiences and been kind of, is diplomatic the right word? I guess it is, and discussed it openly, but in a non-bashing way. But I've also seen a minority kind of get on the bashing bandwagon, and it's very negative. It's a very negative cycle. Psychologically, I don't like any of that sort of stress anyway. I try to stay well clear of negativity. I can't cope with it. It stresses me out. I have my little rants in life. We all do, don't we? But yeah, it's really interesting. And having experienced it myself this week, I just found it very interesting. Like, I could have literally opened that product online in front of everybody and gone, oh my God, I ordered this and I got sent this. What? But I didn't. I waited for my product to arrive and then went, ah, I've got my new product. You know? Oh, I don't know. What's the world coming to? Hey? What is the world coming to? I sort of feel like we should all be sat round a big table, socially distanced, with a big plate of biscuits and donuts in the middle that I can't eat because I'm on Slimming World, having a coffee, putting the world to rights. That's what it feels like doing this podcast. We're just putting the world to rights. We're having a good old moan. I think I'm secretly stressed because I can't have long nails this week because I'm doing my final assessment for Russian volume lashes. I've done all my other stuff. So I'm just keeping my nails short. Oh, on the plus side, I'll just let you know. I had that shoulder injection. Oh my God. He did two different steroid injections. Holy shit, it hurts afterwards. It doesn't hurt to have it done at all. But the day after, I had a bit of a reaction and my whole shoulder froze. It was like just my arm dangling by my side. Yeah. It was all right, but it's starting to calm down now, which is great. So hopefully I won't be getting, fingers crossed, I won't be getting any problems with migraines and neck pain from my shoulder anymore. Worst case scenario, if it's an impingement, or if the steroid injection doesn't work, then I've got to go and have scans, but I'm hoping it'll be fine. I was sad to have the news this week that the Swarovski Crystal Academy will not be continuing at the moment. I don't know if this is a permanent thing. We haven't been given that information, but I'm transparent with everybody. I was really lucky to be able to get a course booked in for the 28th of September, and I've got some lovely ladies coming to join me for that course. And apart from that, I'm just working my butt off, really. I'm teaching most Mondays. I'm teaching every Monday this month and some Tuesdays. What else is going on? I don't really know. The online courses are still running. Oliver started his new school. That was fun. He's doing really well. He liked it. you guys have been so on the ball with ideas. So for next week's podcast idea, we're going to be talking about YouTube and about starting a YouTube channel. Is it worth it? And that's a massive, massive conversation topic. There are so many avenues to explore. I've also been asked if I'll show people how I edit videos, but I've got to figure out how to do it, how to show people what I do. But yeah, I think for this week, I would take away from this that if you have a problem with a brand, it's just worth approaching them in a business manner, as a business person. And 9 times out of 10, you will get the response you want. And if you don't, well, it's up to you how you deal with that. But let's all just try to be a little bit kind and respectful to others. Goes a long way, doesn't it? Yeah, definitely. Well, that's it for this week. So until next week, tally bye!